This past week, many of us started back to school, right? I can look outside my front door, and I can see many of the moms putting their children on the bus for the first time. And you can see the closeness between the two of them. You know, some of us are in a different stage in life. You know, some of us are taking our kids to college for the first time and dropping them off. And there's fear, there's anxiety. You know, it's crazy. And that's hard, too, to drop your kid off, especially if they're going hundreds of miles away. You know, we're so close to our children. So Rachel is leaving me this week. And I promised her that I would not cry, okay? But it's killing me. And I'm going to just be honest with you. You know, but Rachel and I were not so close 5 or 6 years ago. We just weren't. You know, there was a distance between us. And it was terrible. But I had to gain a sense of urgency to really develop a relationship with my baby. And I'm grateful that today I feel like our relationship is stronger than ever. But I worked hard on that relationship. I prayed hard about that relationship. And so today, what I want to talk about, if I can get this right, is being close to God. Because there's no other relationship that we can have that we really, really need to be close to every day, all day, year in, year out, until we leave here. Turn your Bibles over to Jeremiah chapter 30. We're going to start reading in verse 17. Jeremiah says, "But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord, because you are called an outcast, Zion, for whom no one cares. This is what the Lord says. I will restore the fortunes of Jacob's tent. I will have compassion on his dwellings. The city will be rebuilt on her ruins, and the place, the palace, will stand in its proper place. From them will come songs of thanksgiving, the sound of rejoicing. I will add to their numbers, and they will not decrease. I will bring them honor, and they will not be disdained. Their children will be as in the days of old, and their community will be established before them. I will punish all who oppress them. Their leaders will be one of their own. Their ruler will arise from amongst them. I will bring him near, and he will come close to me. For who is he who will devote himself to be close to me? So you will be my people, and I will be your God." Amen? Amen. So this passage to me shows the passion, the vision, and the heart that God has for his people. You know, God's people prior to this had been under the disciplining hand of God. And he had really, you know, taken them through a lot to get their attention. But God has incredible vision on how he was going to restore them and bless them. And as Alan said this morning, you know, I look at this as a message of hope. Sometimes when things get hard, the disciplined hand of God is trying to teach us some life lessons. You know, God has a vision for our church. God has incredible visions for us as individuals. Over in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, we all know this scripture. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Church, God is with us. What will it take for us to continue to fulfill God's vision for us collectively and individually? God shares his vision of what kind of leader he is going to use to fulfill that vision. And that's in verse 21. It says, I'll read it again. "Their leader will be one of their own. Their ruler will rise from amongst them. I will bring him near, and he will come close to me. For who is he who will devote himself to be close to me?" And that's my message this morning, being close to God. You know, all of us as disciples are called to be leaders in some way, shape, or form. Amen? You know, as a servant leader in this church, I take this very, very seriously. But I do not take this solely. Because the Bible says that we are a body and that there are many working parts in the body of Christ. You know, we're all leaders, whether in the church or in the workplace or at home or in the classroom. Amen, kids. In our neighborhoods, we're all called to be leaders. But one quality that God is looking for in someone is one that is going, who is going to devote themselves to be close to him. God says that I don't really need a lot of talent. He says, I don't need good looks. And I say, praise God for that. Amen. He says, I don't need that type of education. I don't need for someone to be influential. All I need is someone that's going to decide to devote themselves to be close to him. And I want to look at three key words in this passage. That first word is devote. To give one's time, focus one's efforts, commit oneself entirely for, on, or to the certain matter. And it's just a little quote there. They devoted themselves, their lives, to following Jesus. See, the Bible says that God wants someone that's going to devote themselves. Are we devoting ourselves to God? The next key word is himself or oneself. That includes me. That includes you. That includes the person that's sitting next to you. God wants all of us to commit to that. And the next key word and last key word is close, intimate, well-loved, bonded, no distance between us. You know, this is what God has always wanted since the Garden of Eden. He's wanted closeness to us. This is his dream. This is his desire for us. He says, I just want to be close. And husbands, it's kind of like our wives. You know, they're not concerned about really what kind of car they're driving, what kind of house they're living in. They just want to be close. They just want to be close. you know, we as men, you know, we like to watch sports. We got the preseason football that's coming up, but we need to be mindful of our times with our spouses and not get distracted and not to put that time on the back burner. Amen. God wants us to talk to him by praying to him. He wants us to listen to him by reading his word. And when we listen, he wants us to have the heart to change whatever we need to change. Because that's going to show God that we want to be close to him. Amen? Look at Titus. And this is Paul using the word himself or yourself when he was training young Timothy. In Titus 3, verse 14, it says, our people must learn to devote themselves to doing what is good in order to provide for urgent needs and not live unproductive lives. And that goes right along with Mark's message. We need to be able to provide urgent needs and not live unproductive lives. And then in 1 Timothy 4, 15 and 16, it says, be diligent in these matters, give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them. Because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. You know, Paul puts all the responsibility on Timothy to train himself. And we have some incredible teachers and preachers in this congregation. But God is saying, train yourself to be godly. Devote yourself. Give yourself wholly to these things. And what we need to do, we need to really think about how we blame others for how we're doing spiritually. We need to quit blaming people for not helping us enough. We need to quit waiting for people to call us. You pick up the phone, you call someone. We need to quit waiting for people to inspire us. That's why we have the Word of God. It's there to inspire us. Quit waiting for someone to fix you. And that's just a side note. There's no one in this room that can fix anyone. Only God can fix us. Quit waiting for someone to train you. And the bottom line is, you can't help someone who is not willing to help themselves. They have to have the heart to want to help themselves. Amen? My first point is pursue closeness to God. Turn over to Psalms 42. Psalms 42, starting in verse 1. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, where is your God? Do you pursue closeness to God? And we all have our different ways of doing that, pursuing closeness to God. And my particular way of doing that is just, I love nature. I love going to the mountains. I love going up Stone Mountain very, very early in the morning and just sitting and reflecting and praying. That's the way I connect, is through nature. And we all have our ways. But my question and what I want to see is, what is standing between you and a closer relationship with God? What is standing in the way? Is it all the preparations for school? Is it our jobs? Is it stress? Is it our finances? What's standing in the way? And I know one of the things that can stand in the way is sin. Sin can stand between you and God. Do you have a sin that's been dogging you for months, for years? It's the one that you're feeling guilty about right now. We need to talk about that and repent. For some of us, it may be just flat out laziness. We just don't make the time to get close to God. We lay in bed. We get distracted. And believe it or not, technology is one of the biggest distractions that are out there. Technology will distract us from being close to God if we let it. I know for me, you know, we moved Abram on campus yesterday, and it was the whole family that was together. And I took all my devices and I said, I'm cutting them off, because it's a distraction. I wanted to give my family my undivided attention. And we just had a great time together yesterday. You know, some of us, we have a lazy mentality. You know, if you're lazy, it will present itself in every area of your life. And you're usually the last one to know that you're lazy. But everyone else knows. And if you're visiting with us today, we want to help you to have a closer relationship with God. Talk to the person who brought you today. That's what we do here. We open up the Bible and we want to be close to God, and we want to help others be close to God. Amen? Amen. My second point is follow God closely. Turn over to, see if I can get there. First Peter, chapter 2, starting in verse 21. To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. If we follow Jesus closely, we can make it through this life. Let me say that again. If we follow Jesus closely, we can make it through this life. Because life is tough. And if we're not on the heels of Jesus day in and day out, we're going to struggle. You can't be close to God if you're not closely following the Son of God. That's just the way it is. Remember what Jesus said in 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. He says, "This is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must do what, church? Walk as Jesus did." Are we walking as Jesus did? Remember what happened to Peter before he denied Jesus? It says in the Bible that Peter followed Jesus at a distance. It's almost like a rebellious teenager. You know, when they get mad at the parents and you're out somewhere, they don't want to walk with you. They're like, mm-mm. Y'all go ahead. I'm not with you guys. Has any parent experienced that? I know I have. It says Peter followed at a distance. He was still following Jesus, but he did it from a distance. But at one point, Peter was so close to Jesus, he got out of the boat and walked towards Jesus. Peter was so close, but as time went on, things got difficult. There were storms, there was trials, and Peter lost his stride, and he started drifting back away from Jesus. Just drifting back. And the Bible talks about that in Hebrews 2. It got scary for Peter, and he started compromising. And that led to his denial of our Lord. You can't be close to God if you're not walking in the footsteps of Jesus. How closely are we following Jesus this morning? Let's take the last couple of months. Here we are, we're about to start a new calendar school year. And let's be honest, you know, how closely have we in the last couple of months been following his word, his passion, his purity, his priorities, his people? What have you substituted for that? Like I said, we're about to start a new school year, and I want to speak to the campus kids and the high school kids. You know, how closely are you going to follow Jesus during this calendar school year? How closely are you going to follow his principles? I mean, Peter and those guys were very, very close to Jesus. But my question to us this morning, if Jesus is with us, and he is, amen? Will he look back and say, oh, where's Roger? I don't see him. And I just use Roger because I hope that there's not a Roger in the room today. But Jesus needs to be able to turn around and be like, oh, wait, there he is right there. You know, there's a saying at my job that when I'm talking to people at my job, I lean in to talk to them. And they say, you get so close. And I have to apologize every now and then, but that's just who I am. I lean in. I want to get close, connect. And that's how God wants to feel about us. That's how God wants us to be. He wants us to be close to him. That won't get on his nerves like it could get on some of our nerves. He wants us right there in his face. And see, sometimes, church, we drift and we don't even know that we drifted. And we're out there on our own, doing our own thing. We're not talking to anybody. We're not reading our Bibles. We're not sharing our faith. We're not connecting. We're disconnected. I don't want Jesus to come back and say, Where's Mike? What happened to Mike? I don't see him anymore. He's not talking to me anymore. He's not listening to me anymore. I want him to know that I am present, that I want to hear from him, that I love him, and I want to do what he asks of me. And, you know, speaking of just looking back and saying, where are you? You know, I think about my going up to Stone Mountain with Dennis. And I didn't tell Dennis I was going to do this, but he's my friend, so I'm going to do it anyway. You know, Dennis and I, we've been going up to Stone Mountain for a few years now. You know, and for a while, you know, he got like way ahead of me. And I had that feeling of, man, I'll never be able to catch up with him. And John, you remember that, right? But praise God that Dennis shows me grace, and he will go at my pace instead of his pace. And see, that's the way God feels about us. He's going to love you right where you're at. And he'll wait for you to catch up. If you feel like you're behind, if you feel like you're unworthy, throw that out. Because we serve an incredible God. He loves us. He's patient with us. He has unlimited patience with us. But others, they're not following closely and forgot what it feels like to be close to God. You know, by the grace of God, like I said, we can all catch up. God loves us. He wants us to be close to him. And I want to encourage the church, you know, from this point on till the end of the year, have an urgent need to be close to God. Connect with God daily. Connect with God's people. Connect with the people that are out there that need God. Because that's our purpose. That's what we're here for. One thing in closing that God is asking us today is, who is he who will devote himself to be close to me? Amen. Thank you, church.
And we have an awesome worship service this morning. God is so good. Amen. We want to thank Dr. Mark Ottenweiler for presenting us with some awesome news about Hope Worldwide, and also Mike for preaching the word to us. Let's go ahead and pray right this time. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for being our awesome and wonderful God. God, you give us so much that we need for our life and our godliness. God, we want to thank you so much for allowing us an opportunity once again to come and worship you together as a family. God, we ask that you, our Holy Spirit, would lead and guide us. God, be with us today. God, I ask that you would be with us even the rest of this week, God, as we continue to worship you. God, I ask that you would be with our children, Father, as they go back to school, God, and protect them from the evil one. God, we ask that you would be with our families, God, as they continue to lead our families. God, help us to be close to you. God, help us to pursue closeness to you, God, in every way. You've given us so much, and you love us so deeply, God. Help us to return that to you, Father, in every way that we possibly can. God, help us to live out Proverbs 31:8, God, as we help to really help those that can't speak and can't help for themselves, Father. God, help us to really get behind Hope Worldwide. We thank you so much for this day, God. Help us to have a great fellowship this afternoon, God. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. You are dismissed.